This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's red flag gun law is at the heart of a new lawsuit from victims of the Club Q nightclub shooting and their families. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Red flag orders allow judges to temporarily ban people from owning or buying guns if they are a danger to themselves or others. And the suit argues that by promising not to seek those orders, El Paso County officials were negligent in preventing the attack. Charlene Slaw was shot multiple times and has signed on to the suit.
I remember what it felt like to wonder if I'd survive. These memories don't just disappear. They are woven into the fabric of my life now.
After the Club Q attack, law enforcement said it had relied on a different court order to disarm the shooter after a previous arrest. But that order had been dismissed by the time of the mass shooting, after family members refused to testify against the perpetrator. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado Springs is changing the city code on accessory dwelling units. Those are separate living quarters on the same lot as a main house. A new state law requires cities to allow ADUs in the same zoning for single-family homes. It aims to encourage construction and increase housing availability. Colorado Springs is holding a public meeting about ADUs today. Denver City Council voted to allow ADUs earlier this week. Governor Polis announced new goals Tuesday to clean up Colorado's transportation system. He wants fewer car trips and more people to ride, bike, or walk by 2035, about double from how things are now.
This saves people money, reduces traffic, and cuts pollution. Today, too many Coloradans simply don't have a safe, convenient alternative to driving, whether it's getting to work or going to the grocery store.
The governor says he wants public bus and train service to nearly double, too. It's mostly sunny around Denver and in Colorado Springs this afternoon, getting warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.